Being joined right now on Radio On the Go Sports by Iowa Falls Alden boys track and field coach Dave Harms, as the indoor season is underway. The outdoor season is just a couple weeks away. And coach, again, a couple indoor meets under your guys' belt so far. You're at the IATC Indoor Championships down at Ames. I believe you're also at the Dickinson Relays inside the Unidome. What are some of the biggest things you liked about what you saw out of your team here in these first couple indoor meets?
Well, we've got a lot of new people, and which is always good. And we're just trying to figure out where all the pieces are going to fit together to try to make the most powerful team that we can. Things that I kind of liked that I saw. We're kind of a little worried about the 400s and 800s, and we're starting to find those now and starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with that. We did very well in the ones and twos. So that was good. We've got some good distance people, but the early in the indoor season, you have to either be a state qualifier practically to get into some of these meets. And, we're just not at that level yet in the preseason. So kind of excited about distance this year as well. We've got some good throwers. That's all going to shake out, but we got a lot of guys competing there. Jumps, I think we're going to be really strong there. We've got two or three guys vying for a couple spots in the long jump, and we've got two really good long jumpers and one young one, or high jumpers, I should say. And we're really excited about that. So just a lot of good opportunities coming up.
Yeah, and I do want to ask about some of your returning state qualifiers. Looks like you had Thomas Ogden coming back, who made it in the 100 last year. A few guys back from some of those state qualifying relay teams. So if you could kind of talk about some of those guys, what you've seen from them here earlier on in the season.
Well, Thomas Ogden placed about in the middle of the pack in the 100 meters, and he wasn't even projected to make it. He ran 11:28 at state, which was a really good time for him. And this year this is his second year. He's a junior and it's his second year in track. And you can really see the growth from year one to year two. And I'm really excited for him. He's got a lot going for him. Primarily a 100, 200 meter guy. Probably be in the 100, the 200, the 4x1 and the 4x2. And also Cruz Burrows. We call him the Cruise Missile. He's going to be a sophomore this year, and he was a state qualifier last year in a couple events. And he looks really good, too. He's really starting to come on. So I'm kind of excited about him as well and how we're putting all this thing together. Our 4x1 did really well at the IATC. I had to go back all the way to 2010, 2011 in that range to find that's about how fast they're running. And of course, we were state champions in 3A and runner-up the next year in the 4x1. So that's a really good time, 44.98. First time out, not really cranking down the relays or the exchanges or anything yet. So I'm really excited about that. And then we ran a 4x2 at UNI that went 137.51, which is a really good time this early. So I get there's a lot of good things coming up. Probably the sprint met is the thing that puzzles me the most because that's always a tough one. We did really well in that last year. But you can't use your jumpers in that because it's the first event and kind of messes with that. So a lot of places to figure out, but a lot of good freshmen coming in too.
You bet. And you just mentioned it, but you'd mentioned that 4x1 at the IIETC. You'd mentioned in the email that you sent out at the end of that you felt like that could be really special. Sounds like kind of a historic time for you guys here early on in the season as well. So when it comes to, that group, I have to imagine you're kind of pretty well set in your lineup for the 4x1, or what's that kind of looking like here so far?
Well, probably it's just going to depend on what all the combinations are. I also should mention Jack Dewitt. He was also a state qualifier as well in that sprint med. And he's also our top 400 meter guy. And he ran a really he ran okay at UNI, and he came back and ran really well at Iowa State. And he was hurt at the end of got hurt in football, and so he's kind of been recovering over the winter, and now he's just coming back, and he's really working hard, and I'm really excited to see what happens with him too. As far as like who's in what relays and stuff, we have some pretty good ideas. But right now everything's still kind of up in the air. We have one more indoor meet to go to at Clear Lake. And then the next Monday after that Friday, or the next Tuesday, I should say, we go to Nevada. Hopefully that meet's been canceled so many times, you know, it's hard to keep track, but hopefully we're going to Nevada for that total team meet.
All right, what are going to be some of the biggest question marks for you guys at this point?
Just what's the combination going to be of guys in different events and individual events so we can score the most points possible? That's really what we're trying to figure out. I'm a lot closer to where I want to be now than I was before we went to the indoors, but those two indoors really showed me a lot. And I'm starting to see a little bit more in practices too. Freshmen are kind of getting, you know, acclimated to high school workouts, and you know that's always not the easiest thing to do. And our season is twice as long as theirs, but theirs is like super short. I think it's like 7 weeks. Just a lot of different things going on right now. It's unbelievable to say, but we only have one senior, and he's a shot putter. So this whole crew, plus, you know, whatever comes out next year, we should be, you know, really strong again next year as well. So, but like I tell the kids, you got to make your hay now because you never know what'll happen.
Yeah, and when it comes to the upcoming schedule here, you had mentioned going to Clear Lake here for an indoor meet, then down to Nevada here on March 31st. Looks like Eagle Grove, Clarion Goldfield, Owls, a couple meets on the road, kind of on the immediate horizon here as well. So I just kind of want to get your take on this this initial part of the schedule, what you guys will be facing here right out of the chute.
Well, that Nevada meet, I like going to that. It's a total team scoring meet. So they score, you know, last place to first. So you know, everything is points, whether it's relay or it's an individual event. Every time you beat somebody, you get more points. And so, you know, it kind of shows your overall team strength and depth. And I think that would be something that would be kind of right up our alley. I'm excited to go to that one. I think that thing's been canceled 2 or 3 years. So, it'd be nice to get back there. Nevada runs a good meet, and they have really nice facilities too.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share here for now?
I'm very optimistic that this is going to be a very good season. We'd like to increase our meet percentage wins this year. I think we only took home one championship last year. Our meet win percentage was high, but we'd like to get it up higher and get a lot of events qualified for state. And I think that's a real possibility. We've got a lot of events I could talk about over and over again, but we'll just have to see how it shakes out.
You bet. That's IFA Boys Track and Field Coach Dave Harms here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, Coach, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here this year.
Thank you.
All right.